T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The incomparable John Heyman, brought to you by Sport Clips. Sport Clips, cut the weight. Download the new Sport Clips Haircuts app and check in. Brother Supply, New York's number one source for ice air, PTAX, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. The man, the myth, the legend, John Heyman. Hi, John.
Hey, guys, how are you doing? My NBA prediction of Warriors in 5 doesn't look great.
It's gone.
Right now.
Well, they got a lot of injuries, so.
Out the window. Warriors in 6, still possible, though, yep. John, if you yep. want to go to that one.
I'm going to have to root hard. I'm not feeling confident.
Can you briefly take us into the room when the Mets called up Craig Kimbrell's agent? Was the conversation simply, hey, would you play for the minimum? He said no, and they said, okay, great talk. Let's move on. Was that the conversation?
Yeah, and when they said the minimum, they didn't mean the MLB minimum. They meant the minimum wage.
Right,
yeah, right.
$12
right.
an hour.
Right, whatever it is. Right.
No, I mean, look, he got $43 million for 3 years. I'm not sure anybody was there. So, you know, that's a pretty good haul for someone who hasn't played for months. And people figured was going to have to take a one-year deal. So I don't think anybody was close. I see it was reported the Twins were willing to do 2 years. I don't think the Mets were particularly close on that. But I'm with you. They need relief help in the worst way. I don't think there's any question about that.
You know, and part of the reason that they signed Kimbrel to Cubs is this situation that Zobrist is having right now. Do you have any insight? Because it just seems to me like it's more than just him going through a divorce. You know what I mean, John?
Yeah, I don't know beyond that. I mean, it does appear that the Cubs feel that he's going to miss the year, and they're going to save that $12 million and give it. Well, they're giving Kimbrel $10 million, you know, they're basically spending it there, and that's how they stay under the luxury tax threshold. It probably will be a rude awakening for them if he actually comes back, and they have to work their way under the luxury tax threshold. But no, beyond a divorce, I don't know. But, you know, divorces can be traumatic, so I'm not going to read anything more into it than that.
Hmm. When will the Yankees officially announce the signing of Dallas Keuchel?
I'm not, you know, there's no guarantee. We've talked about this for weeks, and I understand they're the favorite in that we believe Keuchel would like to be there. You know, there are other teams involved, the Braves, the Cardinals, the Twins, Brewers, Rays. So I'm not guaranteeing it. At this point, it appears the Yankees want – Keuchel's willing to do a one-year deal, unlike Kimbrel. And I think the Yankees are right around that luxury – qualifying offer prorated. So they're offering $11 to $12 million, something like that. And right now, as far as I knew, at least as of yesterday, they were still at a stalemate. Now, that can change. There's no deadline other than he needs to get out there and pitch at some point. There are going to be some good starting pitchers on the market, but he does have the advantage of no draft choice attachment. You don't have to give a prospect, so you know, he wants to get more than $11 to $12 million, apparently. So it's still going on.
You know, and I would think he's going to sign soon, John. I mean,
I agree.
I would think within a week or so, we got to see Keuchel signed, right?
Yeah. You know, I recently asked, is it going to be by this weekend? And I got maybe. So it could be this week, but not necessarily. But, yeah, I would say if it's not this week, it'll be early next week. Yeah, he hasn't pitched for a while, and, you know, the prorated amount goes down. You know, I don't know if they can negotiate more by having more teams in it and bid it up there or whatever, but he's got to get on that mound pretty soon. I would agree with you.
We're talking to John Heyman about baseball. When you're around the MLB Network offices, do you get the sense that Joe Girardi thinks he's going to be managing this year?
You know, I haven't worked with Joe for months. You know, I don't know that he would tell me anyway. I mean, I'm sure that he wants to be a manager again, and I think he will be a manager again. But, no, I don't know that he thinks he's going to be managing again this year. I personally think, and he has not confided in me, that he would like to hold out for the Cubs. I think that's the job that he wants. And there's some pressure on Joe Maddon. He's a lame duck this year, and I think there's a real possibility that he will not be brought back if they don't get to the World Series.
The guy that managed them past the curse is going to be fired after, you know, a 90-win season where they don't win a World Series?
That is unbelievable.
Possibility. I mean, they have not extended him. He is a lame duck. He would have been happy to do an extension. I don't know what he'd say about that, but I'm sure he'd be happy to do an extension. They didn't talk to him about it, and there has been some reports of some tension there. And, you know, there aren't $6 million managers anymore. Bochy, this is the last year. Socha, he's not managing anymore. Maddon will have to set his sights on a different salary if he does come back. I think that's a possibility, and certainly Girardi's aware of that, if I'm aware of it.
Is some of that the fact that Maddon wants to be his own man and that, you know, the Cubs, you know, the upper Epstein and these guys want to run the show?
Yeah, I would think that there's been – right. I think there's been disagreements, and Maddon does what he wants to do. So I'm not taking sides in this. Sometimes, in many cases, you and I are on the same page that the manager should be allowed to do whatever he wants to do. It's his team, but I don't know what goes on back there. Maddon obviously has got a pretty good pedigree, having made the World Series with Tampa and then winning the World Series with the Cubs.
Yep, so not bad.
He's got every right to do that, but I think that more and more now the front offices want to have their say, and I'm not saying that they're being unreasonable at all. He obviously has an ego. He's been around a while. He's done a lot, and my understanding is they're not always on the same page. That's probably true of a lot of GM-manager relationships, but I think in this case we have some evidence of it since he is a lame duck.
You know, we've seen some trades already. Jay Bruce went to Philadelphia, and he's off to a flying start. And how important is that trade, not knowing the future of Odubel Herrera? Obviously, Andrew McCutchen, unfortunately, is out for the season. Do you expect more of these kinds of deals even earlier than normal now?
I do think we're going to see more early deals. We got one deadline, and we've got teams have to make decisions, and we obviously have some really terrible teams in baseball already. We've got Seattle, Kansas City, and Detroit willing to sell, and I think many, many more are going to join them at some point. I mean, obviously, there teams like Baltimore and Miami are going to be sellers, but some of these teams don't have that much to sell, so that will factor in, but I do think we've got some teams that are obvious sellers.
Well, I'll tell you right now, the Mets are playing the Giants. The game just started, and I said this before the series to Joe. I said the Mets should kidnap a few of the Giant relievers because they may be going nowhere, but even Mark Melancon, all the money he's making, he's having a great year. Tony Watson, Will Smith, Sam Dyson, they've got a bullpen, and considering what the Mets have, if they want to make an effort at winning without giving up, you know, an arm and a leg, the Giants certainly have some candidates.
They do. Watson, Will Smith, terrific in particular. They've got bullpen pieces. There are always going to be bullpen pieces out there to go get. The White Sox have Colome and some others. There's definitely guys out there. Diekman's doing well with the Royals. Shane Green with the Tigers. There's a lot of relievers, and they should be able to land some. You know, you shouldn't have to give up a ton in terms of prospects to get a reliever. And the Mets are obviously playing for this year. They're not going to be a sell. People ask me that, are they going to be a sell? Looking at that division, it's hard to be a seller. They even though they've been pretty bad so far, they're not.
But you know what else, John? Outside of the guy pitching today, Zach Wheeler, who's a free agent at the end of the year, there aren't a lot of guys that you would sell. You know, there aren't a lot of guys that you'd be moving before the deadline. Outside of Wheeler, who's a tricky decision because he's a free agent at the end of the year, outside of that, who are you selling?
Well, if you're really going to revamp, I guess you could sell Syndergaard. I mean, obviously not happening.
Not off a lousy season, then.
Right, I don't think they're selling Wheeler either. They're just not a seller.
They're not going to sell Zach Wheeler? Are they going to re-sign him?
I mean, the guy is a few months from free agency. To predict that he's going to resign with a current team now is like any other free agent. I would say it's not that
likely.
So
they're going to lose him for nothing, basically.
No, they get the draft.
So they're going to lose him
qualifying
for nothing.
He gets the qualifying offer.
So they're going to lose him for nothing.
Well, yeah, well, they get a draft.
John, they're going to lose him for nothing.
Well, we just have
the
draft.
It's
very exciting. These draft choices can become great.
They could also be nothing.
They could be nothing, yes. You're right.
How thin is the ice Mickey Callaway is on, especially after the ridiculous decision to take Syndergaard out the other night?
Boy, he got hammered for that one.
And he should. How could he not?
It was the wrong decision, as he admitted. I think the fact he got hammered does not help him, because the Mets look at that kind of thing, and they did just say foreseeable future, and people have short memories, as you know, so I think it's pretty thin. I mean, I don't think it's happening this
week or next. Eddie Coleman, the great Eddie Coleman, came up with a tremendous theory yesterday.
Okay? Yeah.
And I buy this because I buy it. Why wouldn't I not buy it? That the reason that they won't fire Callaway right now is because if that happens and the team continues to play badly, obviously, that would have to happen as well, that then all the focus now goes on Brody Van Wagenen, where right now, Callaway's the buffer for Van Wagenen.
Yeah, I don't see that. Brody Van Wagenen's not in trouble in terms of his job, regardless. He just
started. But the venom would then go more on him than it is on Callaway right now.
Yeah, I don't think Brody thinks that way. I really don't. I do think that Callaway is on pretty thin ice, and I don't think that is a consideration. So the ice is thin. Even if you think it's they have the buffer theory and it makes it not so thin, I don't agree with that. I don't think Van Wagenen is the kind of guy who's willing to take chances and willing to face the music, whatever you think of him. And obviously a lot of these moves have not worked, the majority of them to this point. I don't think he thinks that way at all. But it's a good theory.
We're talking to John about baseball. Chris Sale last night, by the way. My God. So he's off to a terrible start, but he is definitely giving you the signs that he's figuring it out. I know it's the Royals, but complete game shutout, struck out 12 guys, had an immaculate inning. I actually saw that inning, the eighth inning through nine. Immaculate inning, by the way, is strike, strike, strike.
A very strong first inning for Wheeler.
An immaculate first inning, but not quite.
No.
Two strikeouts and a ground out.
Yes.
But how about Chris Sale and what he's been doing lately?
Amazing. I mean, we started to wonder whether that contract was worth it and whether Boston had made a mistake. And he's been dominant, not just that game, but several games. I saw that he's the first pitcher to throw two immaculate innings in one season since Lefty Grove. That's a while ago. Even Joe and I don't remember.
Was that with the Red Sox or the A's with Lefty Grove?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
Well, you should know that.
What team was he on? I mean, it could be one.
I said it was before my time. I didn't witness that. It was a long time ago.
You know what I miss? And I miss something that was before my time. It was before Joe's time. I miss lefties being called lefty. I mean, we don't have that anymore. Yeah. Like, Lefty Grove's name wasn't Lefty
Gomez
Grove.
With the Yankees.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Lefty Odul.
Yeah.
Oh, the nicknames were fabulous back in the day. They're not so fabulous now.
They're
terrible.
We
should work on that. I agree with you.
Yeah, especially if you're a lefty. In fact, just start calling me Lefty. A Lefty Roberts.
Is that what I'm going to call you now?
Yeah, why not? I'm a lefty.
Lefty.
I do everything left-handed.
They call Mickelson Lefty,
too. Yeah,
even though Mickelson is really right-handed.
What?
But he is. He's right-handed, but he plays golf lefty.
Well, hold on a second. Phil Mickelson's right-handed?
Yes. Yep.
But he's lefty.
He plays golf left-handed.
Then he's not lefty.
Well, but they call
he's
him, but I'm telling
lefty,
you. Well,
he's a lefty, John.
He's a lefty in what matters.
BS.
I'm just telling you.
Listen, how do you throw
and
how do you
write? I was very surprised when I found that out as well. I'm just saying.
That to me is the test. Do you write left-handed?
Right, right.
Because anybody listening, all 5% of you, because we're a small amount, when you were a kid riding left-handed, the rings of the binder used to give you damage, nerve damage, and you'd mess up all the ink. Every time you'd write, your hand would go over it. It would mess up the ink.
That bothers me, too, when I get ink on my hands.
How do you get it? You're a righty.
No, I did it the other day when we were at the remote. I was very upset by that.
But you're usually writing the other way.
No, I get very upset by these kind of things.
Can you
John.
Imagine going through your entire life like that?
No,
that's
I
what
can't.
We do.
We're getting like ink on my hand every day. No,
every day.
I wouldn't be happy.
Every
though.
Day throughout our lives, I'd come home from school. There'd be a big mark right on the side of my hand.
John, you're not a lefty, are you?
I am not a lefty. I do feel terribly sorry for Evan. I'm surprised there aren't more groups in support of lefties. It's very rough. And along those lines,
I lament. I know one big group that's very supportive of lefties, but we'll leave that alone.
Yes. And
hold on. I'm trying to get that.
Yeah, you'll get it eventually. Don't worry about it.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
You did now.
I got it now.
I'm not
that kind of lefty.
Along those lines, I'm with you on the lefties. I'd like to see more lefties, but I don't think we're going to see an era with more whiteys, though. I think whiteys, their whiteys are gone.
I think that one's gone. That's kind of funny.
John.
John, I'll tell you, boy, it's unbelievable. It's dramatic, the change, John.
Yeah, my wife even comments that
I
had no personality before. Now I actually have one.
Oh, you're Mr. Personality.
Oh, my God. You're like Shecky Green now.
Shecky Green. Yeah. Talk about dating oneself. Wow.
Well, of course. I mean, look, I'm an old man.
Get
look
up.
At this.
You
is
and me.
Out?
You
get
and
out?
Me got
man.
That one.
Get
nobody
up.
Else.
Yes. Man, Rosario.
Oh, 2 days in a row, Rosario goes deep.
Yes. Right center.
Yep.
He didn't pose this time because he didn't know.
Yeah, he didn't know. Well, we didn't know.
I didn't know. I thought it was going to be a fly ball.
Lead
and he was
off
be
home
caught.
Run to start the bottom of the first.
Yeah, that's what
Rosario.
We're acting
because Jeff McNeil isn't playing today, John, because he just came off the DL. He's only got 4 hits in the 2 games he's played. He got 3 hits last night. He's 27 years old. Scheduled off day.
Scheduled off day.
Yeah. Well, it might be have something to do with just coming off the DL, right?
No. Come on.
I don't want to. If they know something, maybe
they
know we
nothing.
Don't
know. What do they know?
I
Jeff
don't know.
McNeil's batting 337. Could he play every day?
Well,
he's 27, John.
I got you. He's fantastic, by the way. Jeff
talk
about
the
problem. Mets.
John, I'm not screaming here for Robbie Cano to be playing, am I? Jeff McNeil.
No, hey, Robbie could use a rest. We're
yeah,
fine
like
with
a
that.
Long rest.
Well, you know, you got 5 more years.
Yeah, great. Can't great. Wait.
And by the way, when I saw him in Florida at the beginning of the season, he told me he wanted to play 7 more years. So I'm not sure that's going to go.
That's stellar.
It's like Tom Brady.
Maybe
I'm
he could, like, you know,
45.
At the end, he could, like, sign a contract with the Yankees. He could retire as a Yankee. Maybe he'll do that.
Well, he's with the Mets for 5 more years, so I don't think.
Yeah, let's hope not. Wait, he's going.
Anyway, McNeil, terrific decision, and obviously Alonso, terrific. Oh, look at that.
One last thing, at least from me. Maybe Joe's got 5 more things. With Rosario's home run, I love it. Dom Smith,
Dom
the deep right.
Dom go out, too?
Is,
oh,
yep.
Look
it
at this.
Far.
Oh,
it is gone.
Back to back and belly to belly. Sorry, John.
That's great.
Not you, John Sterling.
I might be considered good luck after this.
But you better stay on.
Phone.
Now you got to stay on at least till the inning's over.
2 batters, 2 home runs.
Oh, my God.
I'm loving this.
Dom's got to play all the time.
Dom
he's got to play against right-hand pitching, this guy.
I think he's going to. And I'll tell you how you can play him while also playing Robinson Cano. All right? Because I disagree with you. I got to play him. I got to play him. Just because hopefully he gets hot. Dom plays left. McNeil plays right. Conforto plays center. Cano plays second. Or play McNeil at 30. You really need Todd Frazier every single day?
You preach it to the choir.
And then you've got Dom and left and Conforto.
You really are hoping against hope, though, about Cano.
I am. Well, because you know what? Here's the problem. It's not money. Oh, it's money. It's that he's going to be here. And if he gets hot, and he got hot last year. Last year with the Mariners, he was good when he came back from the PED suspension. He can help the team.
I want to ask John a question. John, maybe you know the answer. You could always look it up. When's the last time the Mets hit back-to-back home runs leading off a game? When is that?
I don't know that.
You know that?
I don't remember that either.
I can't remember it,
no,
so
I don't
that's
remember
why
that
I'm
either.
Throwing
I'm
it out there.
I do not know that. And I liked Evan's plan. You just got to hope the ball's not hit to the outfield in that plan.
Well, you're taking a little bit of a hit defensively. By the way, and I love the fact that Ahmed Rosario hit a home run to start the game. Dom Smith hit a home run to start the game. It's great. That's fantastic. Are they going to do anything, or do they not care about the fact that the ball is jumping in a way like we've never seen?
It's really jumping, John.
Yeah, I don't think anything's going to be done about it. They maintain that it's the same ball, and the guys are just stronger, and that's the way the game's gone. The analytics have suggested that there's a greater value in hitting home runs, and that's the goal of players is to hit for home runs. So, yeah, nothing will be done about it.
Baseball doesn't see it as being a negative thing.
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I think Rob Manfred was asked this at the draft or sometime around there, and he said no. He'd like to see more balls in play. He'd like to see more triples, but
triples are great. Triples are very exciting.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Ernie's had this idea for a long time, and it's never going to happen. So whenever Ernie says it, I said, it's fine. It's a great idea. It'll never happen.
Right.
He says, make the ballparks bigger, right? Move the dimensions back. And
Alonso walks, so there's one on, nobody out, 2 runs in.
Yeah.
So hang in there, John.
Hang
you
in there, John.
You may be
until
like 1 o'clock that we leave.
No
this
Mets
is a rough
been retired.
Outing for Mr. Anderson.
That's
so
his,
far.
That's his problem.
Yeah, we don't really care.
But Ernie
you know what
says,
I mean, John?
You,
we don't care.
If you make
I know,
the,
I know.
If you make the dimensions bigger, what happens? Well, there's more triples, right? There's more of an incentive to put the ball in play. There's more base hits. So it's actually going to improve offense, believe it or
right.
not.
So we should go back
but
to the real
less...
old, to the ballparks of the old days when they were monstrous.
Yes. Think about it. What would the result
be? That.
The problem is the seats. That's why they'll never do it.
Right.
You're losing seats. You're going to push it. And you got to do all these alterations at these ballparks. But I do think it's a sound idea, John, by Ernie.
That is not bad. That is much better than moving the mound back, which I
don't want
to.
You can't do
ridiculous.
That. Can't move the mound
back. I agree 100%. Ernie's not bad. Maybe they'll make him deputy
commissioner. No, look, it's a great idea. The problem is there's a lot of great ideas in the world that just it doesn't happen. I've laid out a great idea that no one pays attention to except for the Libertarian candidate for governor, and that's I'd sell the naming rights to every freaking street. I'd sell the naming rights to bridges. It's a great idea. You make money that our government will probably waste, but, hey, at least you make money instead of taxing everybody, right? It's a great idea, but it'll never happen, okay? It's the same thing. It's a great idea by Ernie. It's just they're not going to do it, right?
I haven't heard that from anybody but Ernie, but I like it.
All right,
like
can you pass it along to Rob Manfred next time you see him?
I will pass that along to him.
Should we keep talking to him since Nomad has been retired
yet? It's now a 3-0 count on Conforto.
You give him the red light, green light, John?
This is some outing.
I would let him hit here.
By the way, speaking of green lights.
They gave Alonso the green light on 3-0.
I saw the other day, I think it was Bumgarner got the green light on 3-0.
Oh, yeah, against the Mets. Yeah.
I think they're afraid to tell him what to do. So I don't know if you've dealt with him, but he is some scary guy.
I think
not a bad guy, just intimidating.
Is he? Is he a giant by the end of the year or no?
No.
Definitely not.
I wouldn't say definitely because they're a team that likes to hold on to their stars, and I get it. But, man, they're a terrible team. They've got to move on and do something.
When he gets traded, because I agree with you, I think he gets traded, do you think he uses that no trade to get more years on his contract? Is that what you think it's there for?
I'm sorry, I got distracted. Mets got another hit.
What?
You're ahead of me.
Oh my God.
To
right.
Don't be telling us what happens because you're ahead of us somehow.
I got a TV that plays a little bit in advance.
I guess you do.
You know what, though, Joe?
Here's the problem.
I don't know if it was a tweet or an email from somebody that said that they had that issue with us, that we'd be on the air during a Met game, we'd say something, and they were behind.
Right.
So we're screwing it up for somebody,
too. That's, they're going to have to live with that.
I'm going to get in trouble.
That's their problem.
Right. They're going to have, what do you want me to tell you?
I'm going to be in trouble. You see, Darren Revelle lost 5,000 followers because he gave away the fact that Jeopardy James lost in some markets. They didn't know
What is he talking about?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
James was close to setting a record.
Oh, the Jeopardy
25
guy.
Jeopardy's in a row.
They fired. Didn't they fire the guy?
They fired him.
Who fired him?
The guy who gave the
Darren Revelle. Did he get fired?
No. But wasn't there somebody who kind of gave away the ending to one of the Jeopardy episodes ahead of time?
I don't know.
I thought I saw that. By the way, the rally is going to end soon because Frazier's up.
Well, Frazier's relatively warm lately, isn't he?
He's been hitting. Yeah.
By the way, am I missing something? Where is Cano? Wasn't he in the lineup today? Oh no, he's not in the lineup today. That's right.
No,
he's not in the lineup
because he got hurt last night.
Yeah, Mickey said he's available to pinch hit.
Great.
That's what he said.
That's great. Okay. Let's hope we don't need him.
No, it means the Mets are ahead.
Right.
If they never go to him.
Yep.
Can I
ask you a question, John? I got a question for you, John, and then we'll let you go after that, okay? Because you got things to do and places to go and people.
I've actually got a big tennis engagement, not till 1 o'clock though.
You're playing tennis today?
I'm playing Billy Beane. You know Billy Beane?
Billy Beane, the GM of the A's?
No, the other one.
Oh, the one that used to be the Met farmhand?
No, that was the GM of the
A's.
That's
the same Billy
Beane. Is that the same guy? I didn't realize.
This one was a Major League Baseball player as well, so. I don't think it's going to go very well for me.
All right.
He was a ball player. He works for MLB now.
Who is the most recognizable baseball player in the major leagues right now? In other words, if this guy was walking down the street, everybody would know who he is. What guy is
he? I'd say Bryce Harper, right?
That's what
Joe said.
That's what I said. Yep.
Yeah, old people think alike, I guess.
Yeah, because I don't know if I'd know Mike
Trout. What else would it be? Mike Trout.
I don't know if I would know it was him. I got to be honest with you.
Really? With the hair? If he had the hair?
No, but think about this, John.
Oh, I just made it out, so you might want
to. I told you Frazier was going to kill the rally.
Soft line.
What did I tell you about Frazier? Did I say that?
He didn't kill the rally. He didn't run into a double play.
Well, right. He didn't do that.
All right, John. Now you're ahead of us. We got to let you go.
Yeah.
All right, goodbye.
We love you, John. And then Dove's going to get mad at us.
Same here, guys.
Thank you, John.
See you, John.
John Heyman on the baseball.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.